sorry about all the substitutions in the algebra, but I think you can see that this equation is, or this system of equations is linear, and the E of t, the L1, the R1, the R2, and the L2 are all known values. And so what we have is a system of equations in the unknowns, I2 and I3. Keep in mind, I1 is known because that's what's leaving the electromotive force E of t.